Transitional IEPs. Hey, special ed teachers. In today's episode, we'll be talking all about transitional IEPs, and I'll give you some of my own quick tips with how to make the transition smoother for all IEP members. But before we get into it, if you need a little help with organizing your IEP meetings with a step-by-step process with how to do so, go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help you feel prepared before your next IEP meeting. A link will also be shared in the show notes. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. Transitional IEPs are when your elementary or middle school student will be transitioning to their new school. It is imperative to have your transitional IEPs to help with facilitating a smooth transition for your students with special needs. I remember when I made the transition from teaching lower grade elementary special day class in grades kinder through second to later teaching students grades third through fifth. It was my dream position. I love teaching upper elementary. But don't get me wrong, I do love my younger students, and they are so cute and innocent. But the older students get my jokes, and I can kid around with them a lot more. Anyway, when I taught the upper grades, I remember being told that I needed to hold transitional IEPs toward the end of the school year for my fifth grade students that were transitioning going to middle school. I was shocked, like, what? We just had the students' annual IEP earlier this year. So you're telling me we need to have another meeting? And it was so late into the year. I thought I was all done. But nope, this was new to me. And I had no idea what a transitional IEP even entailed and what I needed to do to make the transition to middle school for my students. In the district I worked for, the AP or assistant principal facilitated the entire IEP meeting and guided me on what I needed to do and what to prepare for. So after being in the upper grades teaching in the SDC or special day classroom, now I'm prepared and know what steps to take to get the transitional IEP meetings done, but just want to make a quick disclaimer. I am not a special ed administrator or lawyer, just a special ed teacher just like you. And in today's episode, we'll be purely based off of my own experience of teaching students with mild to moderate disabilities in the elementary grades. All right, so here we go. Transitional IEPs, what are they? And some quick tips for SPED teachers. For starters, the first thing is, what even is a transitional IEP? Unlike a transition IEP, a transitional IEP is when a student with an IEP transitions from elementary to middle school or middle school to high school. The purpose of a transitional IEP is to update any services the student receives from their current school to the next. Some other components to the meeting may also be reviewing their IEP goals, accommodations, and modifications. So first is, what is a transitional IEP? Transitional IEPs, what are they? And quick tips for SPED teachers. The next thing is to invite a middle or high school representative. If at all possible, it will be best to invite a representative from the following school the student will be attending. I have asked my admin for their thoughts about inviting a middle school representative. They have sometimes even reached out to the administrator for the middle school for me themselves. They ask who they recommend to attend the transitional IEP meetings for us. I have had the other school's school psychologists, the upcoming special education teacher, the special ed department chair, and even the speech teacher. The middle school administrator has also attended. Having a representative comforts the parent or guardian in knowing who their child will be going to next. It creates that bond before that first day of school, and the parents know whom they can contact. So the next thing to do is to invite a middle or high school representative. Transitional IEPs, what are they, and quick tips for SPED teachers. Then you need to inform the new school. Going along with having a middle or high school SPED rep, as the current school, we are to inform the student's new school if the student has any BIPs, behavior intervention plans, behavior goals, or special equipment they need to be aware of. What types of behaviors do the child display and when do they occur? Briefly describe the BIP or BSP, the behavior support plan, to the new school. So they have a good idea, and they should also be receiving the current IEP once the student transfers. The incoming school will know who the student is and will know what to do once they arrive the following year. This could also be if you are thinking this student may need a more restrictive environment, the school representative would at least have a heads up onto what to do next or to keep that extra eye on the student. So then you need to make sure to inform the new school. Transitional IEPs, what are they, and quick tips for SPED teachers. Lastly, is to review all related services. This is the most important thing of the transitional IEP meeting. What services does the child already have? And then how many minutes do they have as well? Will it stay the same? Will it change? What about the setting? Is it still general ed or special ed? If moving to a different setting, this should have already been discussed with your school psychologist and your special ed department. When going from elementary school to middle school, the student's specialized academic instruction will usually change, especially since the middle school day is now separated into 6 or 7 periods compared to all day in elementary school, right? So my students will have an entire period in language arts, in RSP, or both. One period for language arts and then another period for math. Does the middle school have a push-in model? Most importantly, review all related services. Transitional IEPs, what are they? And quick tips for SPED teachers. Here are some quick tips to include. For my first tip is, 1, keep the meeting short. A transitional meeting should typically last about 10 to 15 minutes. But of course, this is done on a case-by-case basis. If the student has few services or no special equipment to discuss, these meetings can go quickly. You can give the parent an option of the meeting being in person or not. Let them know that it won't take long, and thank goodness for technology. If it works better for the parent or guardian, you can make it an online meeting or maybe even over the phone. This all depends on the situation. So for my first tip is to keep the meeting short. Transitional IEPs, what are they, and quick tips for SPED teachers. For my second and last quick tip is 2, schedule transitional IEPs early. You do not want to be there the last week or later to have an IEP. Trust me, I was there, I think, 2 days after the last day with the students. And no bueno. But I know you gotta do what you gotta do. But if you can, schedule them now if you haven't already done so. You will thank me later. So for the second and last tip is to schedule transitional IEPs early. I hope today gave you more insight and understanding of what transitional IEPs are. And don't forget to schedule them now. All right, so to recap, transitional IEPs, what are they? And quick tips for SPED teachers. For the first step is, what is a transitional IEP? Then, invite a middle or high school representative. Next, inform the new school. And then lastly, review all related services. Some quick tips that I have for you is 1, keep the meeting short. And then last but not least, 2, schedule transitional IEPs early. If you have questions about transitional IEPs, go ahead and join me and other special educators and friends in our free private Facebook group. We're an amazing active group that supports one another, and we would love to have you join us. Go ahead and head on over to www.facebook.com/groups/stepping into special ed. There will also be a link in the show notes. Also, if you need a little help with organizing your IEP meetings with a step-by-step process of how to do so, go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy list will help you feel prepared before your next IEP meeting. A link will also be in the show notes. All right, my friend, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.